The Collectan Psalm will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament Epistle and Gospel will be read from the New Century Version Bible. Merciful God, you sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Your God says, "Comfort, comfort my people. Speak kindly to the people of Jerusalem and tell them that their time of service is finished, that they have paid for their sins, that the Lord has punished Jerusalem twice for every sin they did. This is the voice of one who calls out, 'Prepare in the desert the way for the Lord. Make a straight road in the dry lands for our God. Every valley should be raised up, and every mountain and hill should be made flat. The rough ground should be made level, and the rugged ground should be made smooth. Then the glory of the Lord will be shown, and all people together will see it.' The Lord himself said these things. A voice says, 'Cry out.' Then I said, 'What shall I cry out?' Say, 'All people are like the grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass dies, and the flowers fall when the breath of the Lord blows on them.' Surely the people are like grass. The grass dies, and the flowers fall. But the word of our God will live forever. Jerusalem, you have good news to tell. Go up on a high mountain. Jerusalem, you have good news to tell. Shout out loud the good news. Shout it out and don't be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, 'Here is your God. Look, the Lord God is coming with power to rule all the people. Look, he will bring reward for his people. He will have their payment with him. He takes care of his people like a shepherd. He gathers them like lambs in his arms and carries them close to him. He gently leads the mothers of the lambs.'" Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Psalm 85, verses 1 and 2, and 8 through 13. You have been gracious to your land, O Lord. You have restored the good fortune of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people and blotted out all their sins. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for he is speaking peace to his faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to him. Truly his salvation is very near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and peace shall be a pathway for his feet." The epistle is from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 15a. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. To the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. The Lord is not slow in doing what he promised, the way some people understand slowness. But God is being patient with you. He does not want anyone to be lost, but he wants all people to change their hearts and lives. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, the skies will disappear with a loud noise, everything in them will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be exposed. In that way, everything will be destroyed. So what kind of people should you be? You should live holy lives and serve God as you wait for and look forward to the coming of the day of God. When that day comes, the skies will be destroyed with fire, and everything in them will melt with heat. But God made a promise to us, and we are waiting for a new heaven and a new earth where goodness lives. Dear friends, since you are waiting for this to happen, do your best to be without sin and without fault, to be at peace with God. Remember that we are saved because our Lord is patient. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. This is the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as the prophet Isaiah wrote, "I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. This is the voice of one who calls out in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make the road straight for him.'" John was baptizing people in the desert and preaching a baptism of changed hearts and lives for the forgiveness of sins. All the people from Judea and Jerusalem were going out to him. They confessed their sins and were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made from camel's hair, had a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. This is what John preached to the people. "There is one coming after me who is greater than I. I am not good enough even to kneel down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. On December 10th, we celebrate the life of Thomas Merton, contemplative and writer. Read from a great cloud of witnesses. Thomas Merton was among the most influential Catholic writers of the 20th century. His writings cover a broad range of subject matter: spirituality and the contemplative life, prayer, and religious biography. He was also deeply interested in issues of social justice and Christian responsibility. He did not shy away from controversy and addressed race relations, economic injustice, war, violence, and the nuclear arms race. Merton was born in Prades, France, on January 15, 1915. His father was from New Zealand and his Quaker mother from the United States. After a brief sojourn in England, where Merton was baptized in the Church of England, the family settled in New York. The birth of his brother, the death of his mother, and the romance of his father with the American novelist Evelyn Scott created an unsettling life for Merton for some years. After a brief enrollment at Clare College, Cambridge, Merton settled into life as a student at Columbia University in New York. Merton developed relationships at Columbia that would nurture him for the rest of his life. Though nominally an Anglican, Merton underwent a dramatic conversion experience in 1938 and became a Roman Catholic. Merton recounts the story of his conversion in The Seven Story Mountain, an autobiography published in 1948, immediately a classic. Merton entered the Order of Cistercians of the Strict Observance, the Trappists, at the Abbey of Gethsemane at Bardstown, Kentucky in 1941. Merton was known in the community as Brother Lewis. His gifts as a writer were encouraged by the abbot. In addition to his translations of Cistercian sources and his original works, Merton carried on a prolific correspondence with people around the world on a wide range of subjects. Some of his correspondence takes the form of spiritual direction, some shows his deep affections for friends outside the community, and much of it demonstrates Merton's ability to be fully engaged in the world, even though he lived a cloistered life. Merton died in Bangkok, Thailand, on December 10, 1968, by accidental electrocution, while attending a meeting of religious leaders during a pilgrimage to the Far East. Let us pray. Gracious God, you called your monk Thomas Merton to proclaim your justice out of silence and moved him in his contemplative writings to perceive and value Christ at work in the faiths of others. Keep us, like him, steadfast in the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, forever and ever. Amen.